Welcome to the first podcast of Miami Art Exchange with the interview of Odile Donna Odita. Odita was born in Enugu, Nigeria, and brought to the United States by his parents when he was 6 months old, right after the Biafran War. Odita was raised in the Midwest, and his father was an art historian, which definitely influenced much of his life and thinking. And I met him here in the Miami area some time ago, and we arranged this. Finally, it took place here during the Art Basel Miami Beach.
When did you start having any kind of interest in making art?
Well, my father, the reason why it was so able, it was easy for him to leave Nigeria at that time is he was an art student in Nigeria. He was at the Zaria College, and he was part of the group called the Zaria Rebels, which are a very well-known group of artists at this time under the tutelage of a person named Uli Bier, a German fellow. And he got a scholarship grant a year earlier to go to the United States and to do some studies. So he was able to apply again and get this government assistance to go back to the United States with this time with his first child, me and my mother. And so, you know, this is how we went to the United States. But he went into art history and is now an art historian at Ohio State University. And
I've, Your father?
Yes, my father.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He studied with Roy Sieber. He was one of the Sieber students in the 60s there at Indiana.
Yeah, those, and Susan Winger and Uli Bier both were very instrumental in developing some kind of art programs there.
Yeah, so he was all involved in that. And, I mean, it's when I hear those stories, it's really amazing. He was a student in high school. My father in high school is a student of Chinwe Achebe. He was a professor at one of those schools there. I don't know the name of the school, but he was a student of his, and then later on was a teacher at a co-teacher with Achebe in Nigeria at Nsukka. Figurative art and so forth. I was painting figuratively when I was a undergraduate student, but by the last year or so, I started painting abstractly. It was just formed that way. I used that work. That work got me into Bennington College. They're very interested in how I was dealing with abstraction and sort of my Africanity, even at that point. But I wasn't even addressing it or being aware of it in that way. I was more aware of it in the sense of the modernist fractality. But I wasn't thinking of it fully in a sort of Africanist way.
Right.
It was just a fractality, a sense of totemic fractality that I was interested in, that the modernists could connect to. And being Bennington, being such a school founded in modernism, and especially late modernism, had its important connection to that history.
So then the ideas of the work being as related to textiles, the way that I see it, you know, wasn't necessarily an intentional thing on your part.
No, and it wasn't
come from that kind of direction.
And it wasn't there at the beginning at all. It was dealing with just a certain kind of sense of presence. That is a very modernist notion within painting, within art. And they understood the work in that way and tried to develop me and mold me in that way as a graduate program. It was kind of difficult for me on a certain level because I had to really defend my point of view and the point of view that I was beginning to start to grasp myself, not entirely be able to describe as I can describe now, but to say that there was something that I wanted that was not necessarily entirely Western or entirely, you know, modernist. So a lot of my teachers at that point, as great as they were, I really, just one second.
Excuse me.
Sorry. So basically, basically, it was interesting because it was I was trying to speak in a certain way that they fully didn't understand or didn't say grasp, but what I learned from them was so vital for me in being able to create and develop my own language afterwards. Because these teachers are really great. Bennington, I worked with Pat Adams, I worked with Philip Walford, I worked with Sidney Tillum, I worked quite a bit with Richard Kalina in my last year, just the critical classes that I took with him, because you know, we did a lot of readings and so forth and talks. And then people would come by, you know, there are a lot of people we had coming through just, you know, to visit, Joshua Dechter here, and other people like that. And then students, you know, they went on to do like a lot of great things. Tom Sachs was a classmate of mine. She was a young girl there, but Anna Gaskell was there at Bennington when I was there. But you know,
right,
she was
I've seen her work. Here about 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, she was just starting out. I don't think she was doing photography. I don't know, maybe she was doing photography, but she was just somebody who saw around in the arts there. And, you know, a number of other people. But it was really, really great to be at Bennington at that time. With the kind of straight education I got at Ohio State, it was amazing for me to have this open-ended kind of experience at Bennington, yet grounded in modernism, but an open-ended experience that I was able to really experiment with materials. I had a lot of space. There were only two graduate students in the entire visual arts program at that time. It was just myself and one other person, so we had the faculty to ourselves and the space to ourselves to just continue to develop our work.
That sounds really good.
It was beautiful. It was really beautiful.